We read in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I'd like to share with you a poem entitled, Things Don't Just Happen. Things don't just happen to us who love God. They're planned by His own dear hand. They're molded and shaped and timed by His clock. Things don't just happen. They're planned. We don't just guess on the issues of life. We Christians just rest in our Lord. We are directed by His sovereign will in the light of His holy word. We who love Jesus are walking by faith, not seeing one step that's ahead, not doubting one moment what our lot might be, but looking to Jesus instead. We praise our dear Savior for loving us so, for planning each care of our life, then giving us faith to trust Him for all the blessings as well as the strife. Things don't just happen to us who love God, to us that have taken our stand. No matter the lot, the course, or the price, things don't just happen. They're planned. And to those of you who are listening today, to those who can say, yes, by the grace of God, I know the Lord Jesus, we can rest not in this poem, but in the truth that it brings home from the Word of God, that things don't just happen, they're planned. God is not caught by surprise. He's not shocked by events. Oftentimes, things come into the life of a Christian, and they catch us. And they shock us, or they stun us, or they surprise us, or they shame us. But the Scripture tells us from Romans 8, as we read a moment ago, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And God does work these things together. Granted, many of the things that happen individually, many of the things that come into my life and yours are very unpleasant, distasteful experiences, things that are hard and things that cause heartache and grief. And yet, like the ingredients of a cake, they work together to bring glory to His name. The various ingredients that make up a cake within themselves individually are not very desirable. We don't usually enjoy a little shortening or some spice or flour by itself, and yet all of the ingredients properly blended together make a delicious cake. And so it is in the life of a child of God. Oftentimes these experiences separately cause us grief and heartache, but under the measuring of the hand of God, all things blended together are profitable for the child of God, work together for our good and God's glory. We read from 1 Peter chapter 5, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. That is, give God once and for all of your anxieties, all of your problems, all of your frustrations, or as it's rendered in the Living Bible paraphrase, let Him have all your worries and cares, for He's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Friend of mine, if you're a child of God, remember, things don't just happen. They're planned. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And if, listening friend, you're not one of those who love Him, if you're not one of His redeemed, if you're not one of His children, why not? He died to redeem you. He poured out His blood to give you life. Acknowledge your sin and receive Him. And He has for you the gift of eternal life.